Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hit it. Ooh. Okay. Toad is ready to...
To DJ.
Ready to rock.
Hello and welcome back to House of Gossip, or HOG, as we are belovedly known. I'm Sophie Lyons. I'm here with the beloved Clara Kavanagh, and we are here today to bring you some pop culture nourishment again and again and again. A great time of year to nourish you, no less, because everyone is sick.
Including me. So
poor Gazer has succumbed to a head cold. We call it
the winter bug.
Everyone has it.
A lot of English colleagues have learned a new word, and people call the common cold, do you know what I'm going to say?
Say it.
Lurgy. The lurgy.
The lurgy.
Like they would say, I've gotten the lurgy. You wouldn't say I've got lurgy. You would say I've gotten the lurgy. Like,
I thought you were going to say, oh, are you poorly?
Oh, I do get poorly, yes.
I hate... Are you poorly? Oh, they're poorly today. Just say they're sick.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Clara's a bit poorly today.
She's poorly. Poor... Oh, no, are you poorly? It's so annoying.
Poor Clara's poorly. Lurgy, it means an unspecified or indeterminate illness. In a sentence, I had caught the dreaded lurgy. I've just never heard it before.
It sounds like an Australian term.
Lurgy? No.
Oh my God, I come down with the lurgy, eh? Not a good day, mate. So Clara has the lurgy. A lot of people I know have the lurgy. It's running rampant in London. I've seen a lot more people wearing masks now on the tube. I think everyone's trying to stay safe before Christmas.
Yeah.
But look at her there on the old deck. She's ready to go, isn't she, Gather?
Eyes like peas. Yeah, because...
Oh my God, the raisin eyes when one has the lurgy. Is poorly.
It's like one too many sneezes.
There's nothing worse. What are you taking?
I keep calling it my med shed. It's like my bedside table is full of... I'm on the Strepsils. I'm on Vicks First Defense, recommended by yours truly, your sister, Rachel.
I've heard it's really good.
It's really good. Now, I've taken it a day too late, but it's probably more of a second defense. I've got cough syrup, night nurse... Lamps of cold
Sudafed.
Sudafed.
I think Sudafed's a winner. I also have heard Night Nurse does miracles.
But Sudafed, it's kind of funny because when you take it, it's like starts to unblock your sinuses and it's kind of sore, but it's kind of nice.
Because it's like releasing.
Yeah, like it's, you can feel like the pressure just like go.
That's like an ad. You know that Lemsip ad that used to have that like mucus baby on your man, like hanging out of him like an orangutan?
Oh yes.
I've never seen something put so beautifully into a physical form than that Lemsip bat. Or the constipation one where your one keeps shoveling
it's stuff into your handbag.
That's what it is.
It is. It's just like, you get me. You see me.
And I get you. Anyway, sorry. We've been talking about illnesses and medications for 6 minutes now. Let's kick off with J'adore or J'teste this week. Gazer, I'm going to throw it over to you first. What are you J'adoring or J'testing?
Well, my J'teste was going to be being sick, the second time being sick in 2 weeks. But actually, I had the most lovely experience in Rixo with my sister during the week. Anytime I think of Rixo, I think of Dolly Alderton.
Totally.
It's just like vintage London summer girl, city girl, stylish girl. But I've always been quite frightened of the shop due to its high prices.
They are pricey.
They're, oof. But I must say they do a great sale. Anyway, but we went in there to do like a, they do a Rixo bridal. So we went in there for a bit of like, oh, let's see what they have. Oh my God. Was it the most phenomenal experience? £25 includes two drinks of whatever you want, including a cocktail. You go into this room and you have the, they have every single piece that they own. And then they check for your sizes or whatever.
For just wedding dresses?
Yeah, it's like a whole bridal room. And the shop, it's on...
I did not know that.
I know. And the flagship, it's in the one on in Chelsea, is their like flagship one with the bridal in it. And it's just like basically just a normal bridal appointment, but it's more like affordable stuff. And like the bridal dresses are only like £100 more than their regular dresses. Like between like £500 and £700, like, for a bridal dress.
And what are they like?
Unbelievable. I was turning...
I can imagine they'd be nice. I didn't know that was the thing.
I was turning them away. Like, I can't afford them all, obviously. Such a nice experience. Because, like, you know, the King's Road is... I just find it's ruined by the...
I hate it.
It's ruined by the people. Like, lovely area, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it's all big, fat lips and huge, big cars and... horrible vibes.
But it's just the general atmosphere on that road ruins it.
Oh, it's horrible. And there's a big crown. The Christmas lights are up and one of the lights is a huge crown. Like a King Charles crown.
I hate that road.
It's really, really not great. And it's an intimidating place. So I felt very like, oh my God, I'm not Kate Moss and I'm going to this Rixo shop. And I couldn't have been more wrong. I was so surprised. Staff were great. Obviously, I do not have the physique of a beanpole Alexa Chung model, so I was a bit nervous going in. The sizing was all great. It was very generous, which is big fan. And they had feathers, they had lace, they had silks, silk and velvet. They had a beautiful mix of things. I kind of just thought it was a bit of a like vintage bride, and I'm not cool enough to pull off the vintage theme. And this had way more.
Are you gonna do that thing where you kind of wear white for the year?
No, I'm too messy and clumsy a person for that kind of.
You know, Jerry Halliwell like only wears white and green now.
Wow, that's classy. But like, she's like a Formula One queen. They're billionaires. Like, if I'm sure if she gets a stain on her clothes, she'll like donate it. Whereas like, I'd be like,
only wears her underwear once.
Yes, I'd say she's on fresh linens every day. Anyway, what are you, sorry, meander over. What are you adoring your testing?
My adoring is, I've noticed, I think over the last kind of few years, the guys that are still gents really stand out.
Mm.
Because it is a kind of a dying art. And I saw a few things kind of on the tube and stuff. I was talking to someone at work. It's so nice when you just see a man be a gentleman. Like, I was on the tube and even still just kind of getting up from their seat if they're not in the priority seat and stuff, for just a woman.
Oh.
I saw it a few times. I was talking to this guy at work and he was saying like, oh, I just think, you know, if I'm taking a woman out, I want to pay, and like, that's the way it should be. And I want to be that guy. And I was like, that is so nice to hear, because it feels like they're dying.
Oh.
You know?
I just think it's so nice when people just want to be nice and do the right thing. And just like...
just little things like opening doors.
Do you know what really gets me? And I almost... I don't know if it was the Lurgy or the like 10 million shite Christmas films I'm watching at the moment. I'm just a bit heightened emotion-wise. But I saw a guy... I was walking back from the overground. I saw a guy carrying flowers and it was nighttime and I was like,
oh, I saw that recently and I was like,
are they a surprise? Or like,
so sweet. I remember I saw a guy in Co-op and he was getting like bread on like a Sunday, something like that, and then he just had a big thing of flowers and I was just like, oh. There he is. Like, that's just so, because I have to say, I would say there's only 5% of them left.
I know. But you're noticing them more now, so I'm sure you'll see more. The more you see, the more you notice. Or the more you notice, the more you see.
No, because like, I want to sniff it out. That's all I look for amongst the population. Oh. It's like looking for gents, because they're such a rare breed now.
Yeah.
I think we did stuff on when we were doing maybe our dating episode way back when, and we were talking about like splitting the bail and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Our datalicious delve into dating.
Yeah. And it was like, I think you were kind of like a square off the rind and stuff. And I just...
No.
I love a gen.
I love a gen. I love a guy to pay. But I just think like being kind is such a nice thing. Like,
especially in London, it's really easy to get irritated and not look around you on the tube and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. And then like I saw a girl walk off the tube and this other girl ran after her and was like, "You forgot your umbrella." And she was like, "Oh, thank you. It's not mine, though." The girl was like, "Oh, okay." She just, like, turned around.
Me neither.
And then I also don't have an umbrella. So I was like, I'll take it.
That's not mine, but...
I'd love one. No, I didn't.
I'm getting married next year. Can I have it? Okay, great chadoras in your chest, positive on both ends. We love to hear it. Now, the theme of this week's episode kind of was encompassing an overall feeling of irritations you and I are feeling towards certain celebrities, people in the public eye.
Yeah.
I myself am watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Clara, you're not, unfortunately. It's great this year. But the overall name of this segment is called Because They're So Irritating, You're a Celebrity, Get You Out of Here. This is a hot take on I think about five celebrities or groups of celebrities that we are kind of harboring issues with, and we're going to discuss it right now.
It's our Santa's naughty list. They're on our naughty list.
Totally.
Whether they
Shall I kick it off?
Whether they know it or not.
I don't think these next two do know it because I've been talking about it for years and no one else brings it up.
Hit me!
Ant and Dec. I like Ant and Dec. I think they're funny. I'm a Celebrity. I'm watching it lightly. I love it so much. Their stylist needs to go to rehab.
Why?
Their clothing on this show is nothing short of absurd. They're in the hot jungle. Like, bear in mind all the campmates are in tank tops. Ant and Dec come in... night after night, wearing either a blazer, like a heavy blazer, or like a canvas jacket.
Oh.
Always done up. It's so hot. Like, it's warm over there. And they do it, and they wear these big, heavy boots, and chinos or a jean, like dark jeans, and then these massive overshirts or blazers. They look so silly.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And no one brings it up. The budget they would have, the budget... Yeah. For this show, like when Holly Willoughby was on it, her wardrobe budget would have been insane. And she looked great. She wore like Grenson boots and kind of like a feminine-ish dress, like short kind of dress or like off shoulder. She looked so cool. And then you have these guys coming in. They're doing great, but change the clothes. It's so bad. Santa's naughty list number one.
That's so funny. I'd love to Google them.
You'll just see a load of dark green, like army shackets, canvas... situations.
I wonder who their stylist is.
I looked it up yesterday, but like I don't want to name and shame her.
Oh yeah, fair.
It's winter attire. It's like outdoor winter attire.
Winter wear in the jungle.
And then Dec one day randomly wore kind of like a billowing blouse. Sorry, it was Ant. It was like a graphic billowing blouse. And he looked so much better.
Mm.
Bring on more blouses, I say.
You didn't watch Big Brother, right? But they had, so AJ Adudu was hosting with this guy called Will Best. And Will Best's style, he was like really just trying to be the new Harry Styles. Like, it was very kind of gender bendy, very fashion forward. Like, he'd be wearing like this, it was, I think it was a top from Zara, but it was like a cartoon, like Bambi style animal creature with like rainbows. And then a high waisted, almost like a felt wool, high waisted flary pant. And then had a jacket on top. As much as I didn't understand his presence on that TV show, I really enjoyed his fashion.
Well, maybe they should take a leaf
out of Will Best book. It was like he was trying to make a statement. More on that later, of people who use fashion to be recognised.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, what a natural segue.
The next person on the naughty list. Rita Ora.
What a natural. I'm so proud of that. I'm on that...
Who?
I feel like I'm on that drizzy drink high. You know, you mix loads of comments.
What's it called? Cough syrup?
The one Lil Wayne got addicted to.
I know the one you're talking about. I've had kind of a confusion about her for at least a year, because I'm like,
yeah,
what's going on here? I'm not really like, I don't know. She's not releasing that much music, is she? She's just kind of everywhere all the time. And I'm not sure why. She was with Fatboy Slim at like Glastonbury, I think. She has a new thing with Primark. And then her new husband kind of, I think, gave her an extra zhuzh to be in the press. Whoever's doing her PR work must be exhausted. It's like a Kris Jenner type situation.
She's effectively a brand ambassador. I don't think she does much. Now, she was in a contract deal. She was locked in some deal with Jay-Z and his records. So she's only released two albums and we've known about her for like years. So she was in some legal battle. That's why there was rumours about her being Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
So conspiracy to be believed. She was one of the women that Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce with. And then Jay-Z had to like cut ties with her. But then she couldn't release any music because she was still signed with Rockefeller. Like, look, whether that's true or not, we don't know. But she was one of the suspects. And like, I highly doubt Jay-Z only cheated on Beyonce once. Let's just say that. But with Rita Ora, I think in the time that she wasn't able to release any music, she turned her skills into grafting and is now basically like, she's the brand ambassador for so many things.
Why? Like, it's not...
It must work, though, because people... So, sorry, from what we meant about her in her early days, she always had a red lip and like she did look... And kind of still does look quite like Rihanna. But you'd never see Rita Ora without her red lip. And it was like this kind of quite an obvious tactic or something of like trying to be noticed and trying to be recognised. And there is that. But then she gets locked into this record deal and then became a brand ambassador effectively. Like she's still releasing music. It's not in any way like chart topping. And when she was interviewed by Louis Theroux in his BBC series...
I wouldn't even watch that.
Last season. The whole thing. Oh, I was number one in 52 countries. Oh, I was this. And they go back to Albania to do this big gig. And it's obviously like her hometown and they all love her or whatever. And like, obviously she has loads of fans. But it's this whole thing of like, I'm super successful. She's a bit of a Jason Derulo. Like, you don't know anything really about her. Yes, she has loads of chart hits, but she's not really that like... She's not a household name.
Do you remember during COVID for her, like her 30th or something, she had a like party and paid the restaurant and it was like breaking all the rules.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed that, to be fair. Such bad PR. So her endorsements have been, get ready for this, right? So this is all the things she's endorsed. Skull Candy headphones, Calvin Klein CK1, Superga. She was in a clothing line for Madonna, Material Girl, Rimmel. Obviously doing the red lippy. That was a good collab.
I actually remember that.
She did some Donna Karan. She's done DKNY. She's done Marks and Spencer's leading ladies campaign. The face of Roberto Cavalli. Coca-Cola. Samsung Galaxy S6. I was like, why is this woman selling me a phone and I don't know any of her music? She's done Thomas Sabo, Escada and Pepe Jeans.
There's something... going on.
What secrets does she know? Here's a conspiracy. What if in her deal that fell through with Rockefeller, they like did some, oh, you can't have this, but you can have something else, just piss off. Like a payout deal.
You can have a Pepe Jeans deal.
Here's some Pepe Jeans over here, Rita. Pepe, Pepe.
Anyway, it just really annoys me and I don't understand.
And like the Taika Waititi thing is, that love story is like, I don't know. He's done like Jojo Rabbit, What We Do in the Shadows. He's done very funny comedy bits.
He seems quite fabulous.
He's done a few of the Thor. His comedy movies are really, like, he's a great sense of humour. But like, I don't know if he has drank the Rita Ora Kool-Aid or the Hollywood Kool-Aid, but I just feel like he's got a bit like Hollywood. I don't know if it's her effect, but like they seem to be like crazy love, which is nice or whatever. But I couldn't imagine on what planet they would have met. Or it's a big like coup.
I think they were friends first.
It's a big coup for her, I think.
I'd love to know who does all her like PR work.
Yeah.
They must be exhausted.
Exhausted.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, our next You're a Celebrity, Get You Out of Here. Would you like to take one?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Sophie. Sorry, I feel like the cough medicine's kind of got to my head. Taylor Swift was named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year last week. And I know I've ranted about Taylor Swift before. So, look, we'll keep it brief. But how they choose the Times Person of the Year is it's the person who most affected the mood in our lives and had the biggest impact. For example, Zelensky won last year, the president of Ukraine. He won the year before. Very apt, very deserving. So the other people that were up for Times Person of the Year this year was the Hollywood strikers.
The journalists reporting in Gaza.
The prosecutors for Trump. And I can understand why they chose Taylor, because they had quite a serious one last year. And also, why not take advantage of her wide appeal and wild impact? And like, in fairness, like, she does do so much good stuff. She's gotten like loads of Americans voting, and her philanthropy knows no bounds. Like, she spends her money wisely. She's very conscious. I think she spent $55 million tipping all the people who worked on her tour, which is, I know it made billions.
What?
Yeah. Now, I know it didn't make billions, so I suppose it's like a small percentage, but like, very nice nonetheless.
Wow.
Because Taylor doesn't really do traditional media anymore, and like, her publicists rarely kind of speak on her behalf. It's all kind of done through her music or done through her own, similar to Beyonce, kind of does it on their terms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't court the media. She's almost like, she's too big for that, to be honest. I feel like Miss Taylor was sitting and waiting to speak about certain things for like the right moment. By reigniting this whole feud with Kim Kardashian, the saga that like got too annoying and long and boring, to bring that all up when you're being honoured with like such an incredible accolade. And I know she's talking about like it effect on her. She's calling it, she didn't leave her house for a year. She moved to a foreign country. She didn't trust like answering the phone. But like, these are all like premeditated questions. Like, she wanted to talk about all this stuff. To call it like what Kim did a career death. She got great material out of it. She got a whole fucking world tour and Reputation album out of it. There was like, the people who went to her concert says there was a big giant snake on stage for half the concert. So like, it's not like she didn't monetize off it or benefit from it by having, you know, it's like, to constantly be able to release loads of albums, you need loads of material. So like, she definitely, like Beyonce did, turned the lemons into lemonade and like created something to sing about. So like, yes, Kim Kardashian called you a snake, and you know, she did get trolled, and that's obviously not very nice, but she got so much out of it. But anyway, she's calling what Kim did like a manufactured frame job, illegally recorded phone call that was edited to tell everyone that I'm a liar. And then she's giving out about Scooter Braun and the big machines, so she's having to re-record all that music. Like, how she's, you know, reclaiming her power and all that stuff, which is totally fair enough. I totally get it. It's that thing of like waiting in the long grass. Much like Kim likes to hold a grudge, so does Taylor. And I just think Taylor is, she was waiting for her moment to strike of going like, I basically own an empire, a movement. When my tour comes to town, like, the ground shakes. Like, there was, I think that she played in Cleveland or Ohio or somewhere, and there was so much ground movement. They tracked it on the meter, the Richter scale. There was so much like jumping around at her concert. So like, this woman is having like a physical impact on the world, which is, don't get me wrong, incredible. But like, there's a little bit of like, is your success not speaking for itself? To reach this accolade of Times Person of the Year And then to go down like, well, I'm going to rehash a fight from 2016. I think your success kind of speaks for all of that. Like, you know, you've done so, like, she's gone to like icon level.
Yeah. I do think though, I think there's something really powerful in not responding like in the moment about stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think everyone should be able to say their piece on something like that. That was such a big deal for them.
That is true.
Actually, but it kind of puts a whole negative thing on the feature, I suppose. Like, because all her, this would have all been pre-agreed. But I suppose maybe now she feels in a place where she can talk about it because it's over. I don't know.
But like, by talking about it, you're making it, rehashing it again.
Yeah, you're bringing it up again. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
But I do think like, I think you're right in the sense of like, well, she's allowed to respond 100%. It's almost like accepting an Oscar and in front of everyone going, fuck you and fuck you and like this in your face, I'm winning this. And even though you did this to me and you did this to me and it's just, see, I read it a bit like, well, look at me now. Here's my revenge. I got it in the end. Nuh.
Younger Sophie would have done that. For sure.
I'll always have a Taylor rant up my sleeve, so I apologise. But I just, it's something, there was something just a bit like sour grapes about it. It's like, can you not go like, fuck me, yes, I've gotten this. And like, obviously maybe the
It is sour grapes, I agree with you.
Yeah, I just think there's something like, my fans are amazing. Because that says way more. Like, you're winning it and Kim Kardashian's not. You know, and like the two of them have had huge years, like probably the most successful years of both their lives. But like to be sitting up there in your throne going, kind of swinging punches, it seems a bit, I don't know. Do it in another interview. Do it another way.
She never does them though, does she? She never does interviews. Yeah, I getcha. So she's your naughty list.
Yeah. Like, sorry, great year. Congrats. Love to have a mulled wine with you. You seem like good for you. Actually, and if this is the mood you're in, I definitely want to have a mulled wine with you. A little glug, and we can gossip our tits off.
My other one, do you ever watch Paris in Love?
Do you know what? That's been on my list for so long. I think, oh, I should watch that now in my sicky haze.
The new season came out, and I was like, the other day, I was like, oh, grand, like, I'll turn that on. I have to turn it off after like 11 minutes.
Oh.
The first season, I remember, I didn't watch it in its entirety. I watched like the wedding episodes, which were like, any wedding episode of anything is pretty good.
Yes.
It's the most uncomfortable watch.
Why?
I've had in a very long time.
So explain, sorry, Paris in Love is a reality TV show following her.
It's her with now the new husband. And it's like, oh, this season would be them getting they're having their first baby. I didn't get past 11 minutes though, but they knew the surrogate was pregnant and all that. And the family don't know and all that. But the dynamic between the two of them is so weird. It's like he goes to her assistant. He was like, oh, can you measure Paris's wrist? I want to get her a bracelet. And she turns around and goes, thanks, daddy.
Paris to her husband says, thanks, daddy.
Correct. Correct. Anyway, she does the baby voice, even though she's admitted the baby voice was a tactic. But she still does that. But then she goes into the lower one. So it's this swishing and swashing of the baby voice and her actual voice with the husband. It's weird. She's doing egg retrieval.
Right.
So she's taking hormones. And like, I've heard doing all those hormonal injections isn't great and all that kind of stuff. But putting it on TV and it's just like she's doing it with the camera and it's so dramatic and drawn out. It's like, I get she wanted to cover it. But she's like, oh my God, it's hurt so badly. And it's just like, sorry, but it is just whining. And she does it like in the 11 minutes, it happened at least three times where she was doing the hormonal injections. And she's doing that and it's just very theatrical. Like, I find that quite too much. Then her mum is absolutely nuts.
Oh, Kathy.
She's talking to her mum and then her mum's like, what are you doing that? And Paris is like, oh, it's for like, I'm doing another egg retrieval. And she's talking and then the mum's like, do you like my new bag? Look at this cute purse I got. Oh my God, I'm starving. Like, she's so odd. And then I'm subsequently watching Real Housewives and Kathy Hilton's getting brought into it because they're like, she's a very powerful woman. Like, they're still talking about Kathy. She's a very powerful woman.
Was Kathy on the old episodes or what? How?
Yeah, but she's not in it now. But they're saying she's a really powerful woman. She can get you like cut out of Beverly Hills. Like, you don't want to be in her bad side. I honestly, the whole thing is so odd. It was a really uncomfortable 11 minutes. I wouldn't suggest it. It's so strange.
Is it on Netflix or where is it on?
Hey You.
Oh. That seems so strange. That she, that's the mixing of baby Paris and normal Paris. That's kind of odd.
It's really strange.
If you're jacked up on hormones, maybe it's not a good time to be recording a TV show as well.
The husband freaks me out as well. Hmm. Calling him daddy.
Oh, that makes me a bit sick.
Daddy.
Thanks, daddy.
She's like, thanks, daddy.
Ew.
It is kind of a very much kind of father-daughter kind of vibe.
Ew.
Like, he's like, oh, Paris, will you remember to take this? And like, it's very kind of parent to child type energy.
What's his job? What does he do?
I don't know. He's really wealthy, whatever.
He's some kind of tycoon.
Some kind of tycoon. I don't know what the tycoon is though. She's not on my laundry list, but the show is.
Yeah. Bad production.
It could be great as well.
Oh, that sounds dreadful.
Yeah.
I really wanted to watch that. Oh well. Scratch that off my list.
You could watch it now because you're not feeling great.
And maybe I'm so, okay, I feel so delirious. Maybe I would think it's good.
The wedding episodes are good.
Oh, well, who doesn't love a wedding episode?
I love a wedding special.
Oh,
anyone.
I know.
Thank you so much for listening to our naughty list of celebs this festive season. Also, a shout out to Clara, who did a solo ep last week in my absence. I thought it was really good. Lots of bits for me to watch. And a really good like flow.
Thank you very much.
Really good flow. So cheers to you, Gazza.
I felt so weird without you. I was like, am I right? And then I was like, oh, no one's there.
Like tapping your desk.
No, it was lonely.
No, I loved it. And a recommendation I'll give is it's on ITVX.
Ooh.
Which is just ITV Player.
X gonna give it to you.
Yes, X is going to give it to you. It's called Love and Death.
Ooh.
It's with Elizabeth Olsen's in it. You know, the Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister.
God, she's a real underdog, isn't she? Dark horse.
She's doing really well. I'm only on episode 2, but the premise is it's this real church town in sort of middle America era, kind of a bit southern, you know, heavy Christians. And the plot is that an affair happens and it results in a murder.
Ooh.
And it kind of unravels this town. I don't even know who gets murdered yet. I'm on the second episode. Limited series, a few sex scenes in there. And
very good.
It's set in like the late 70s.
Ooh, great fashion.
So there's just like a good few bits going on. I can't wait to see who's murdered. But that's my recommendation, even though I'm only on episode 2.
Fantastic, Sophie. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Please go tell your friends, families, neighbours, colleagues, bus drivers about House of Gossip. Give us a little review. It really helps people find us. You can rate us if you wish. You can find Sophie on Instagram at @Soph_Lyons. And you can find me on Instagram at Clazzy Cabana. I feel like I'm falling into a delirious hole. And I look forward to having a nap.
Gazzer, thank you for trundling through in this sensitive time.
My life's work.
We hope you're all having a lovely festival feeling Tuesday morning, noon or evening. Or if you're listening to this late, just a nice time in general.
Yes.
And we'll catch you real soon.
Do you know what we could sing us out with? Okay, I'm all for Mariah, All I Want for Christmas, right? But Britney Spears has a unbelievable Christmas song that I don't think gets enough airtime. Do you not like it? Santa, can you hear me? I have been so good this year. All I want for Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Ho, ho, ho. Hose. And out.